Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kirloskar Pneumatic Company Limited Q4 FY23 post-result conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Shah from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Michelle. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Q4 FY23 earnings call of Kirloskar Pneumatic Company Limited. From the management to discuss the results, we have Mr. K. Srinivasan, MD, and Mr. Suhas Kolhatkar, CFO of the company. I'd like to hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks, post which we can open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good evening to all of you. Let me at the outset request my colleague, Jitendra Shah, to read out the disclaimer, and then I will go ahead with the call.
Thank you, sir. Good evening to all. The presentation uploaded on the website and discussion on the financial results during the call may contain statements relating to future business developments and economic performance that could constitute forward-looking statements. While these forward-looking statements represent the company's judgments and future expectations, a number of factors could cause actual developments and results to differ materially from expectations. The company undertakes no obligation to publicly revise any forward-looking statements to reflect future events or circumstances. Further, investors are requested to exercise their own judgments in assessing various risks associated with the company and also the effectiveness of measures which taken by the company in tackling them, as indicated during the discussions. Thank you.
Thank you, Jitendra. Once again, good evening to all of you. The year FY23 has been a mixed one. Most of us are talking of this as a Q4 call, but I would rather cover the whole year so that it gives the right perspective on the whole thing. We continued on our growth journey with the sales growth, and the sales overall rose to 1,439 crore, 21% higher than the previous year, led by a strong growth in exports. This is in spite of the fact that we had very few orders for the oxygen compressor. This business was a big ticket last year, and that had almost disappeared this time. We also had a significant slowdown in the CNG compressor orders and installations, so that was also another major thing that happened during the year. However, order finalization also started slowing down a bit in the second half, and this we had mentioned to you earlier as well. Overall, FY23 was a bit of a mixed year. As we begin FY24, we have a more positive outlook, and we will share this with you as we go forward. Now, to sum up, the sales for the last year was 1,239 compared to 1,021 crore of the previous year, which is a growth of 21%. Profit before tax grew from 114 crore to 143 crore, a growth of 25%. All the businesses, air refrigeration and gas, did well overall. Export sales at 177 crore was nearly seven times more than what we had done the previous year. While the supply chain disruptions was largely mitigated with better managed inventory, the delivery times from Europe and U.S. remain still very much above normal. This has impacted our execution, particularly in Q4. However, there was a whole host of projects under discussion, both in the MENA region and in India, and some of them hopefully should get finalized during Q1. This will ensure that we will continue to grow in double-digit. The heightened inflation in Europe and U.S. has only enhanced our competitive position as a strong supplier of engineered packages going forward. Overall order at the end of the year, order bank at the end of the year, was about 100 crore lower than the corresponding period last year. However, since the end of the year, in April, we have booked about over 200 crores of order, which actually bodes well for our execution in F24. As we speak, we are, if you look at a 13-month period, we are over 100 crore above in order booking compared to the last year. The capex spend for the year, which includes the work in progress, is over 143 crores. This includes the forging plant and the fabrication facilities that are being put up at Nashik. The solar plant at Shashwat has been established and it meets now nearly 60% of the power requirement of the Shashwat factory. More importantly, this has allowed us to switch weekly offs to Sunday from Thursday nearly after 30 years, and this has greatly enhanced employee satisfaction. The working capital as on 1/4/23 was 283 crore. This is primarily due to the need to hold larger inventories as well as continued delay in payments we are getting from the oil companies. We, however, remain committed to bring it down to about 18% of our sale going forward. As we speak, it is about 22%, so this will release overall further cash. The overall cash generation from operation was close to 40 crores. Now let's look at the results from product lines. The air compressor business continued to grow strongly in delivering superior solutions to various niche applications. The standardization and scaling up of the Test Catalypoca range of centrifugal compressors was a milestone. This is an outstanding product that we have. This is by far the most efficient oil-free dry air compressor in the market. We expect this to become an industry standard going forward. We had record sales of reciprocating compressor packages for various critical applications in metal, in air separation, etc., and this continues to grow. A major step in building reliability, scalability, and standardization was the implementation of the product lifecycle management software from Dassault. Standard screw compressor sales were to plan, albeit much lower compared to the previous year, with practically no sale of new compressors for the auction plants. Refrigeration compressor systems. The sale of air-shaft ammonia compressors to the cold chain ice plants were on plan. This segment remains our forte, but the market itself is not growing significantly. However, the newer installations, which are largely with screws and semi-hermetic compressors on racks, is being targeted by a new Kione range of compressors. We expect to scale up during F24. We shipped a large refrigeration package for gas separation to Oman, and this is to be commissioned during the first quarter. We are also working on several project proposals both in India and MENA region, and this bodes well for F24. Process gas compression systems. We completed the installation of 3 large packages at site in the Middle East region during the year. Due to delivery challenges, the margins were under pressure. However, with this, our credibility as a reliable and efficient supplier of gas packages for the MENA region is well established. We hope to benefit from this in finalizing various offers under discussions and negotiation. We added a senior executive to address the Southeast Asia market for these packages, and this is being scaled up. Dispatches of CNG packages for the year were lower than the previous year, in spite of significant order bank. Most gas companies were not willing to take the new installations as gas price and availability remained a challenge. The situation has since eased in April, and we have got the first set of 80 Kalana booster compressors in April. The oil and gas business is moving to a new normal with prices moderating after an initial phase of uncertainty. With EU accepting natural gas as a part of the ESG initiative, and as a precursor to a future shift possibly to hydrogen, the demand for natural gas and gas projects remains strong. This bodes well for us in doing business in this space. The O&M service business continues to grow, and with some older installations of other suppliers also being offered to us, we expect to grow further in this space, although payments too remain a challenge. Outlook for 24. I think there was a bit of concern when the Q4 numbers alone were looked at. Let me assure you, the outlook for 24 remains positive. The global economy is going through a phase of high inflation and modest to negative growth. However, the slowdown that is there is also, in a way, delaying the technological transition in energy. Consequently, the demand for our compression packages continues to remain strong both in gas and refrigeration space. Also, the installation of CNG stations has now accelerated, and hopefully we will meet all the announced plans. This will mean that we can have significant growth in both CNG and booster compressor sales in F24. We continue to have strong inquiries for various packages both in India and from the Middle East. We will also benefit from the new range of products which are being scaled up, the Kione, Kalana and the Tesco-Aklipoca range of compressors which have been brought into the market during the last year. We are confident that we'll be able to maintain our growth momentum, and we remain committed to meet our aspirational target of being a 2,000 crore plus company in the next 2 years. The company declared a final dividend of ₹3, 150%, taking the total dividend to 5.5, which is 275%. The company's scrip is also now being traded in the National Stock Exchange from the 26th of April, F23. Now I would request Suhas Palatkar, CFO, to take us through the financial details. Can you, Suhas? Yes.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you were able to go through the results which we posted on the BSE and NSE website little while ago after the conclusion of the board meeting. We also uploaded a presentation on annual results on the company's website. However, for the benefit of those who possibly did not get a chance to go through this, I would summarize annual financial performance for FY23. Before I touch upon the various elements of the financial performance, let me first broadly talk about some of the highlights of the year. The company during the year achieved a turnover of 1239, which MD mentioned, 21% growth over previous year. You would recall that we have been given a guidance of annual growth of 20% plus, and we were able to achieve that. This guidance was particularly given knowing that the quarter four is going to be little low, though we had posted close to about 40% growth in the first three quarters. Export sales, which had contributed to the first three quarters, also contributed to some extent in the quarter four, and we did about 25 crores of exports, taking the total exports to about 177 crores, as against about 25-30 crores in earlier years. The opening order board was 100 crores down compared to 1250, but as we speak today, it's 100 crores up from the 1250 which existed last year. I'll now turn to the business results for the year and quarter. Sales for the quarter were higher than the preceding quarter, and it stood at ₹360 crores, however 10% lower compared to corresponding quarter of the previous year, as offtake of the CNG compressors was muted due to the high prices prevalent in the market. So we had about 68 crores in the previous year, about 70 crores in the previous year of the CNG, coming down to about 30 crores in the current year. The full year sale, however, showed a growth over 21% with the figures, you know, 1239 crores compared to 1021 crores. Other income more or less remained same at 11 crores and 12 crores. So our total income for the year was 1250 crores as against 1033 crores in the last year. With stable commodity prices and better realizations, material cost in Q4 was about 55% compared to 56% in the corresponding quarter of the last year and also of the preceding quarter. Annual material cost, however, was higher at 56% compared to 55% due to low margins on export in earlier quarters, which we have talked about. So far as employee-related expenses are concerned, Q4 ERE was marginally higher than that of Q3. However, it is more or less in the trend of about 35 crores per quarter. The annual ERE was, however, higher at 144 crores compared to 129 crores, as we had to reward our workforce who stood by during the difficult times of the companies in the years of COVID and ensured that the growth does not get hampered. With sales growing in the current year, the percentage of ERE to sales declined by almost 1%, and we have got about 11.6% of sales as ERE compared to 12.7% in the previous year. Company, you know, has no loans, whether term loan or working capital loans on its books, and is a debt-free company. The interest cost reflected in the profit and loss account is on account of interest other than on the borrowings. At this juncture, I would like to state that the company has a net cash position of about 190 crores as on 31st March 23, after paying final dividend of the last year and interim dividend declared in the current year apart from the capex. Depreciation is in line with the previous year and additions to assets, and the company invested close to 42 crores in capex. Other expenses are mix of variable costs and are at the same level of about 18.7% of sales compared to previous year. There is no significant variation in the level of expenditure, and cost controls exercise in the previous year continue in the current year also. Though in terms of absolute value, you might find some variation, but as I said, there it is a mix of fixed and variable costs. As the project sales go up, we have a cost of certain costs coming out of the projects getting classified in the other expenses instead of material costs, such as the subcontracting charges, etc. EBITDA in the current year is marginally lower to 14.1% of the total income compared to 14.7% of the previous year. This was mainly on account of drop in margins, which happened in the first quarter of the export sales, as indicated in the earlier calls. Annual improved to 11.4% of the total income compared to 11% of the previous year. For the Q4 PBT, it was much lower at 11.6% compared to 18% of the previous year due to lower sales with high ERA and other expenses. PBT of rupees 143 crores shows a 25% growth compared to previous year's PBT of 114 crores. Consequently, PAT also rose to about 108 crores, which is 8.7% higher than 8.2% of the previous year when it recorded a PAT of about 85 crores. Company issued 189,400 shares, equity shares, during the year under its ESOP scheme. Consequently, paid-up share capital has increased to 12.93 crores compared to 12.89 crores. Basic EPS has also improved to 16.82 rupees per share as against 13.19 per in the previous year. MD has already spoken about it, about the final dividend of 150%, taking the total dividend for the year to 275% compared to 200%. More or less 93 to 95% of the revenue still comes from the compression segment, and it remains the only reportable segment. Previous year's figures were regrouped wherever necessary to correspond to the current corresponding figures of the current year. The segment earned a profit of about 18% in the current year as compared to about 18.5% in the previous year. More or less it remains at the same level. Order booking during the year was 1,140 crores. As a result, company has an order book of 1,150 crores as on March 23. Capital employed in the compression segment also increased by about 30 crores, particularly in the form of receivables and lower advances from customers, as the order booking was little lower. Net working capital as a percentage sales rose to about 26% as compared to 22% of the previous year on account of higher receivables and lower advances. We have receivables in terms of days have come down to 96 days compared to 106 days in the previous year, and the suppliers outstanding has also come down to about 71 days compared to 96 days of the previous year. Most of the investor community is interested in knowing what the breakup of project and product sales, which continued to be more or less in the same range. About 60% of the business comes from projects and balance from the product. With this, I would like to start the question answer session. We thought we would give some brief on the operations, the future outlook and the financial numbers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star then one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Kashyap Zaveri from MK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please. Go ahead, Kashyap.
Yeah. I have, three, four questions. The first one is on our, quarter four numbers. While I understand that, FY24 outlook still remains quite, robust. In the quarter four, which supposedly is, seasonally the best quarter for us, what drove this, by and by 10% top line decline? Was it only related to export? Because I understand that first 9 months is about 50 crore average. And the last quarter, probably we did just about 25 odd crores or so. And besides that, within domestic, would it be only attributable to CNG packages?
There are a couple of things. Generally, the last quarter also used to be times when a large packages used to get dispatched. If you see every year, the last quarter always had some big packages for dispatch. This time, most of the large packages went in the first three quarters. The export up to three quarters was almost about 150 crore. The last quarter export was only about 20 odd crore. So most of the big packages had all got dispatched within the first three quarters. There was practically no big package that went out in the last quarter. The CNG dispatches were low right through the year. We were significantly lower than even the previous year in terms of CNG dispatches. So that was not the reason. The only reason is historically fourth quarter had some big packages for dispatch. This time we had none. So that would be the only reason why top line was lower by about 40, 50 crores than traditionally what we used to do.
And second question is, usually our yearly sales, if I look at last, probably, 5-6 years, trend, because, the execution cycle is anywhere between 6 to 9 months, the yearly top line is usually about 1.3, 1.4x of the opening order book. This year we started the, order book at roughly about 1250 crores and ended with a top line which is, lower than that number. And we are starting this year with about 1100 crores of order book. What gives us that confidence? I mean, I understand that 180 crores of additional orders which we received in last about 25 days, but wouldn't, probably last year also in April, we would have gotten some orders which would have jacked up, April end order book in FY22 also. So what gives us that confidence? Can we sort of go back to that 1.3 times of opening order book kind of a top line number?
We had explained this before as well, that our execution cycles have become better nowadays. And it also in a way depends a little bit on the size of the products, packages that we get. If we get smaller packages, larger numbers, we tend to do it within 6 months. If there are very large packages, we tend to take 8 months and on beyond. So our confidence is that with a larger number of CNG packages and other things going out this year, we should still try and get to at least 1.3 to 1.4 times. So we remain the same committed saying that, look, we will grow 20% plus. How much plus? We will take it quarter by quarter.
Okay. And one bookkeeping question. If I look at your balance sheet, there are this other financial assets number, which has gone up from, roughly about just about 91 lakhs to about 53 crores. So what is, in that others category? And second, same on the liability side, other current liabilities have gone down from 110 crores to 77 crores. I understand in last year's, the audited balance sheet which came in, there were no debts with less than 12 month maturity. So, what is that 110 crores to 77 crores? And why I'm asking this question is that when I look at cash flow statement, because of these two line items, it seems like your 110 crore operating cash flow has come down to roughly about 35-37 crores. So just, if you can throw some light on these two line items in the balance sheet.
Yeah, Kashyap, I would clarify both these items. Ind AS requires certain classification of the assets into of the financial assets based on the initial tenure. right? So we had kept about 51 crores of rupees, which was considered as a surplus for the year, in a fixed deposit with the banks, and did not invest in the necessarily in the mutual funds. And that's why you see 126 crores mutual funds has have come down to 103 crores, and the other financial assets have gone up from 91 lakhs to about 53 crores. So it's out of that 51 crores are fixed deposit with banks with a better rate of return, and these are having the original maturity beyond 1 year, though the residual maturity is less than 1 year, and that's why those have been classified in the current assets, and Ind AS requires us to classify them not in cash and bank balance but other financial assets. So that's one. Number two, in my brief on the order booking, I said that the order booking was little muted, and our working capital as a percentage of sales has also gone up because the advances received from the customers have come down as a result of lower order booking, and that is the reason why 110 crores has come down to 77 crores.
Okay. So when you mentioned about that 190 crore cash balance, that is 103 crores plus 35 crores of cash plus whatever has been shifted from investments to other financial assets.
No, from bank balance to other financial assets, because this money was kept in fixed deposit. So either it could have found its place in cash and bank balance, cash and cash equivalent, or bank balances other than three above, that is cash and cash equivalent, had the original maturity of the investment being less than 1 year.
Right. And final question from my side, on the margin side, now that generally commodity prices have come down, what should be the margin outlook for FY24?
See, we have ensured that minimum 18% margins on our compressor business will continue, if not better, and that is what we have been delivering year on year. There are certain other non-reportable segments which were bringing down the margin, and we have taken adequate steps to ensure that these effects of other unallocable expenditure comes down. Because today, if you see, it's on annual basis, it is more or remained at 63 crores, 65 crores. Once this comes down, which we are quite hopeful in getting this down, our overall margins for the company will improve.
Okay. Okay. I have more questions. I'll come back in the queue.
Sure. Thanks, Kashyap.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two only. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Aditya Nahar from Alpana Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Srinivasan. First of all, congratulations on your NSE listing. I think it was something just long pending and long overdue, and to the entire team of Subhas and Mr. Jitendra as well. So congratulations on that. And secondly, Mr. Srinivasan, to you personally, we saw the announcement about your sort of reappointment for the next 3 years. Just wanted to wish you the best of luck, sir. I have no questions, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Aditya. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Aditya. Thanks, Aditya.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil from Simple. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. And congrats on a good set of numbers for the full year. And good order booking, which we have discussed. I have two questions. One is on the CNG part of the business, sir. If we look at the total revenue which we have booked, how much of it would be coming from the CNG, including the booster and the mother station? And what was that number or percentage in terms of percentage last year, and how is it down this year?
Okay, last year we had no booking of booster. We only sold 4 booster compressors, that is on F23. This year, as we speak, we have an order of 80 plus 16, 96. Like you know, the booster compressors are roughly about, the smaller ones are roughly about 30, 35 lakhs, and the bigger ones are about 40, 45 lakhs. So that's the kind of startup we have. On a good year, the CNG compressor business is roughly about 200 or more. Last year was significantly lower than that.
30% plus.
200 numbers or more, 200 compressors.
Numbers?
Yes. CNG packages, about 200 or more. The last year was significantly lower than that. So we expect that even if there's a catch-up, we should get back to at least 250 plus of the CNG packages and at least about an equal number of boosters. So overall, it should give us good numbers. We will see how it plays out. Like, we are very hopeful that this catch-up will happen. First indications are it is happening. Let's see.
Thanks for that explanation. Second question was, sir, if we look at like last 2-3 years, when the CNG business opportunity, when we had started talking about and the opportunity which it can evolve over 8-10 years, from where we started to today, is there a change in the assumptions or is there a change in the way the business is happening in terms of tenders or in terms of order booking from the CNG companies? Is there a significant delay as compared to what we had thought? So just wanted to know, like, what we thought 2 or 3 years back and what we are seeing on the ground. How much of a deviation are we seeing?
See, this is a fairly complex question in the sense the tendering or getting of the gas connections by these gas companies has not changed. But they all got a 2-year hiatus because of the COVID. So they are all been going slow on their execution. Plus, the whole of last year, the availability of gas and the price of gas was such that the gas companies actually were losing money. So they were not keen on installing or putting up more new stations. Even where the orders were placed for our compressors, they were not keen to give clearance for us to even deliver and install. So these things are likely to change. As we speak, the Kirit Parekh recommendations have been accepted. You would have seen it already being done. So there should be an acceleration by these gas companies to complete what they have committed when they all won these tenders. Consequently, there should be an equal clearance coming up for us to execute quickly.
Okay. Just one extension here. When the companies won GA, they also have a performance guarantee which they have to file to the PNGRB that in terms of the network which will be laid out or the connection. Now, in the last 3 years, because of COVID, because of last year, as you are saying, they were not ready on CAPEX, would you say a lot of it has to bunch up in next 3-4 years, or how do you see the scenario playing out now?
Yeah, Suhas here. Let me answer this little differently. When this COVID issue had come, the company had also approached PNGRB for the minimum concession in the minimum work program. Now, that was considered by PNGRB to some extent, and that period has ended by 31st March 2023. So we should see all those backlogs coming up in the current year and in next 1 or 2 years to catch up with the original plan of installation of close to 1,000 numbers of gas stations coming out of 9th and 10th round. And in addition to that, you are aware that about 62 GAs were added in the 11th round, which should also add to further demand. So we are hoping for a better CNG business in the coming years.
Sure, I'll come back to you in the queue. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raj from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead.
Wanted to know how much of CAPEX have you done in FY23?
We have committed 42 crores including capital work in progress.
Achha, okay, 42 crores. And how much do you aspire to do in FY24?
Similar.
About the same or a little plus.
Achha, similar range. All right. Yes. And for FY24, am I right, you have indicated the growth of 20% plus?
Yeah, see, our target of 2,000 crores in 2 years remain, and to get there, we will have to do 20% plus. The order inflow and what is happening gives us the confidence that we should get 20% plus.
20% plus, all right. And is there an O&M part into it?
Yes, we have been giving this clarification that our spares and O&M combined is very roughly about 15% of our total business.
All right. So O&M is around 15, right?
Spares and O&M all combined.
All combined is 15.
About 15.
I still didn't get it. Can you explain it to me again?
See, the operation and maintenance in some cases are plugged in into the initial. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, so the O&M and spares combined, we have spare sales as well. The overall combined is roughly about 15%.
Okay, understood. And also, can we expect that EBITDA is higher on O&M side?
The EBITDA, we don't split between O&M and the other main compressor package, because when the orders are won, it is a packaged order. It is gas compression plus O&M. So the margins are generally the same across the order. About 18% that comes from the overall compression segment.
All right, understood. Yeah. Okay, sir. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Levin Shah from Motilal Oswal AMC. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is on the exports. So, out of the total order backlog, what would be the order backlog in exports?
The order backlog in export is very little. We have a couple of orders going out into Middle East and Southeast Asia, less than 50 crores.
Okay, because at the end of Q3, we had around 100 crores kind of export order backlog. So, that has come down. So, is there any specific reason that we haven't had inflows from exports, at least in this quarter?
Yeah, we have been saying that the finalizing of export orders are not happening. We are still in the midst of talking some very large orders, but they're just not getting finalized. They're all getting delayed.
And when do we see these orders getting finalized? So, this, I believe, wouldn't have been tendered out yet, right?
No, we are not lost it. They are not being finalized. So we'll have to give it some time. See, we have been expecting every month that we will get it during the month, and so we're still waiting. We hope that this will happen.
Right. And my second question is on the margin, sir. So directionally, what we have said is that at the EBITDA level, we will move to kind of 17-18% kind of margin in the medium term. But if you look at last 3 years, despite good growth in 22 and 23, our gross margins as well as EBITDA margins have broadly remained flat. So what are the key drivers that will actually push these margins higher?
We had explained, I think Suhas had mentioned, that the compression segment margins are still tracking at where it is, about 18% plus. The rest of it is what is dragging it down. There are some structural corrections. There are some operational corrections. We are working on it, and hopefully we should complete this during the next year. So that would take us directionally more towards the 18% as a company.
And this question to Suhas, sir, is what are these losses around like 60-65 crores that we are incurring under unallocated head?
You know, these are not losses. These are total expenses of unallocated, unrecognized segment. It's basically looks at corporate overheads, depreciation, etc., etc.
Okay. Right, but this amount seems to be substantially higher. Like,
it's overall the same level, no? Because depreciation coming from, you know, you remember our erstwhile transmission business, which we used to report, which is a capital intensive industry. It always had a larger depreciation. All that cost will come in over there. Because you have all non-reporting revenue being shown upwards, you know, in 82 crores. Yeah.
But what we are saying is essentially this will come down.
It has to come down. That is what we are targeting. So that overall margins, overall EBITDA margins, PBT margins for the company will improve. And you should see something positive happening in this current year.
Sure. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jonas Bhutta from Birla Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hey. Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Yeah.
So, the revenue target that we have for 2,000 crores, even if you were to sort of stretch it to 3 years, you know, that would sort of imply more like a 18 to 20% top line CAGR. In your opinion, you know, what needs to happen, you know, what are the key levers other than the domestic CNG piece that needs to kick in for us to sort of achieve that, or even sort of front loaded to the 2 years that Mr. Srinivasan, you know, you seem to commenting that we'll try and get to that in 2 years. So what really needs to kick in for that other than the CNG piece?
I think a couple of good things are happening. I'll come to the CNG part later. The air compressor business itself is seeing tremendous traction. To give you some numbers to give you the direction we are going, see, the previous year we did roughly about 3,000 odd compressors. And that gave us a turnover of roughly about a thousand crore plus, which means our per package cost was roughly about 30 lakhs. This year we actually did only about 2,500 odd compressor delivering 1,230 odd crore, which means we are tracking almost 50 lakhs per package. This is an average number. The size of our packages and the engineering that is going into this has changed over a period of time. That is tracking well, which means our competitiveness in packaging is becoming better, which makes us more competitive not only in the Indian market but also for exports. Now, this allows us to track larger packages, larger projects, etc., which were otherwise all being imported into India. We expect to grow further, both in the air compressor business as well as in the refrigeration compressor business. Gas compressor business, we've already been talking about CNG getting us more revenue, and the project orders of Middle East giving us more revenue as well. So overall, I think there are multiple legs in the strategy. Several of these things are working well with our new products, etc., also adding to our competitiveness. 20% plus will come from a combination of things. It is not dependent only on the CNG growth.
Understood. So, you know, can you give us a breakup, broad breakup of the compressor sales?
Yeah. So, like we said earlier, air is roughly about 25%. The gas business is roughly about 45%, and the refrigeration business is roughly about 30-35%. So that split would remain. And each of them has got its own growth path that we are working on, and that continues to grow in that place.
So the slowness in CNG in FY23 was taken care by which segment, as in which product line that helped us?
The gas itself had the export packages which helped us. So CNG is a domestic business that slackened. It was taken up by almost 140 odd crore of gas package export.
Understood. And my last quick question to Suhas sir was, I don't know whether you can. Are the other expenses in 4Q was slightly elevated despite a lower top line? So, did you mention that the subcontracting charges are sitting there, or that was a function of the 9 month results where, you know, because where exports were higher?
No, subcontracting on the packages, etc., are sitting there because almost 60% of our business came from packages, and that is where that cost is sitting there.
So this was proven in fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter, even if you look at the annual figures, you will find a similar rise.
Understood. Fine, sir. Thank you, and I'll come back in the queue, and all the very best.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parin Gala from Sage One. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good evening, and congratulations, sir, on your extension. You mentioned that in the export order, our margins are very, very thin, but it establishes us as a reliable player. So going forward, you think that these export orders will now fetch us higher margins? Nonetheless, or the margins will still remain at these levels?
Export orders, by definition, the margins are about the same as the domestic, except in the first large order that we executed where we had very, very thin margins to make an entry. Then we did have some challenges because of the deliveries and other things, and consequently our costs went up a little bit in the couple of other orders. But as a process and the way we quote for export orders would be targeted to have very similar margins as domestic, and we believe that's sustainable. We will be there as we scale up.
Okay, great. And sir, today there was a news piece in the paper that I was watching that the biogas stations which the government had planned, they are still not changing the target of 5,000 stations by FY25. So are you seeing some traction on the biogas side that we are ready with the product and all that? So are we seeing some inquiries there?
We didn't get any big orders, but we have got a few orders. I should say that, yes, the inquiries are larger, and from getting no orders, we are getting sporadic orders now. So we have had a couple of orders come in April, a couple of orders as we speak, they were finalizing. So I think there are more orders coming in than what was happening last year. We are also developing a more efficient compressor, which is really, instead of a package of two, we will now come up with one compressor which will take care of everything. See, the whole system now, all of us are working together. That means the gas generation companies, the equipment builder, all combined, that the packages need to be scaled down to a level where smaller biosource companies can also have biogas plants. So unless this happens, this 5,000 biogas plants will not happen. So there is a, let's say, a technical challenge that is there to get the entire plant scale down and the investments down to a level where smaller biosource matters can all be used. So that's what is happening. I think it's work in progress, but the intention of the government is very clear. 5,000 packages must be done within the next 3 to 5 years, and I think they will try and get there.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal P. from Max Life. Please go ahead.
Hello. Mr. Srinivasan, could you elaborate on the air compressor business as to how are the new products panning out and how is the market growing and how is our market share moving here? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Vishal, it's happened like this. The previous year, we predominantly had screw compressor as a volume compressor. Last year, it was more of high-value reciprocating compressor packages as well as a scale-up of a centrifugal compressor. We've been talking about it for some time now, and today we can say with confidence that we deliver the finest test Tescatlipoca range of centrifugal compressors. People are extremely happy with these compressors, but it will scale up further as we go forward. What we think will happen going forward is we would become the preferred choice for air compressors which are a part of a process and not just a standalone utility, which is just like a small thing like a painting or a shop air where normal screw compressors will work. We are there in the screws as well, but we would become a very dominant player in the more engineered air compressor packages. That's where I think it's moving, and I think that's an interesting development as well, because not only will our margins be better, but it'll be more competitive in these areas.
How has the market been doing? Have we seen any slowdown in inquiries on the air compressor side?
There has been a significant slowdown in the standard compressors after the big boom that everybody had coming out of the oxygen compressor business. But that has mostly been in the screw. So we have been less impacted compared to the others who live with predominantly with screw compressors.
X of these, the buoyant demand that we saw from oxygen plants, X of that, could you say as to which are the segments that are doing badly or which are the segments that are doing relatively better?
I would tell you what are the segments that are doing well. Pharmaceutical, chemical, construction, metal, ferrous and non-ferrous, all of them are doing well.
Okay. And would we have gained some market share because of these new compressors?
In the areas I mentioned, we have gained market share for sure.
Okay. Could you say that...
Sorry, I should add cement into that. Cement is also another area of big growth.
Fair enough. And what would have been the growth for air compressors for us for FY23, financial year 23?
Like I said, we lost the entire oxygen compressor. So number-wise, it was actually a decline.
Okay.
Volume-wise, it was a growth. So I gave you some kind of a measure of the ticket size being overall growing from 30 to 50.
And could you give the growth that you registered for FY23 for the refrigeration segment?
that's a tough one. See, overall, I think you should take it that a 20% value growth is what we had. In the refrigeration, again, we had relatively flat volumes and a larger growth coming from value because some of the bigger projects were executed. Predominantly similar situation also in the gas, flat volumes and larger packages.
Sure. Fair enough. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Prolin from Goldfish Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Srinivasan. First of all, congratulations on getting the extension. It's good to see stability at the top of the company. A couple of questions from my side. One would be, in terms of this 170 odd crores of exports that we have done and the order book is only 50 crores. So I was just trying to understand that we are playing in the export market in a very niche kind of a segment, right? So can you help us understand as to which is this segment and how do we expand our play in overall export market? Because in the last call, you had mentioned that now that there is a stability in gas prices, there is the urgency to probably go ahead with some of the projects is no longer there. So how do we ensure that, given that we are a very small size in the overall scheme of things, in the overall export opportunity size, how do we expand our player?
Yeah, that's a pretty big question. First of all, thank you for the your good wishes. Let me say what we will do. What we realize is these big packages are taking longer time to happen, and it also brings in an element of uncertainty in terms of both the timing as well as the execution. So what we are now specifically focusing are the smaller packages. It could even be sub-packages. You could get them quickly, finish them within 4 to 6 months, and that sort of fits well with our scheme of things. We are focusing on this. We have, as we speak, come very near completing a couple of them. This could be in Southeast Asia. We have taken a specialist again from Southeast Asia for this purpose. And this will go faster this year. We are working on those big packages as well, the large gas gathering stations, gas chilling stations, off-gas collection, etc. These are bigger packages. We are working on both. But the smaller ones are the ones we will run after and seek to get in larger numbers to accelerate our growth. Because in this niche, we are very competitive, we are very quick, and we can do it faster than others. So that's what we are looking at. 50 is too small a number. We need to get at least, I was hoping that before we have this call, we have one large order finalized. It's still not finalized. A couple of big orders will change the number completely. So let's hope that when I have talked to you again, that I can tell you that we have these orders in.
That's great, sir. Just extension to this would be, we are not thinking of getting into pure distribution of our products in the export market, right? And is there a reason why we are not thinking, or will it come in the future date sometime?
See, we have been explaining this, that we are more of an engineered package supplier. The compressor is a part of our total package. So this is very specific to each application, each installation. So there's a lot of engineering that happens around it. So we cannot have a standard distribution. We can't have something sitting outside. This is possible for standardized air compressors or to some extent in the standardized bare shaft refrigeration compressors. We do a small quantity of these. That's what gives us about 20-30 lakhs of business. But that's a very small part. The larger part is the engineered packages. This is where we have a unique and sustainable advantage. See, these packages, the very large ones can be built by large EPC contractors. There are a few out of India that you know of. And most of it were otherwise being built out of companies in Europe or maybe South Korea or from the US. This is a space where we are extremely competitive. We are very, very agile in this space simply because we can take up things which others cannot. We have a terrific domain skill in terms of engineering capabilities and integrating capabilities, and we are good at this. We see that this is a space that we will take and grow.
Sure, sir. Thank you for that. So the second question would be on this other segment, which is still dragging our overall company level margin. Now, in the past, we have been talking about that there were some motors which we used to sell it to transmission segment. but we intend to use that internally for our air compressor segment, if I'm not wrong. And also we had that railroad part of the business as well. So why is it taking slightly longer than probably what we would have expected in getting this, I mean, you know, the losses or the lower margin on this at a company level margin?
The transmission business is being repositioned to meet our internal requirement. That's happening. In fact, the so-called, there is actually no cash loss. There is depreciation still on it. A lot of it is being taken over with our internal work, etc. The road railer business, again, we are looking at multiple choice. Every time we get to a stage saying that, look, can we get a partner? We're in discussion. We can't talk about it. At the same time, there's Gati Shakti and other things is giving us a ray of hope that they would try and revive this. And we didn't want to spend all these years and then give it away at a time when things are getting to pick up. So it's been going up and down. But like what Suhas had also mentioned, we will take a very definitive call. I think we have done our best in this. We have given it all kinds of our possibilities and chance, and you will see some very definitive calls during this year.
That is very good to hear, Suhas, sir, because, I mean, it would be maybe better in somebody else's hand and maybe somebody else can create value out of that. And the last question would be on this 2,000 crore target in 2 years' time. You know, I just wanted to understand that as we stand and as we look at next 2 years, is it fair to assume that maybe CNG orders are going to come much more quicker than what they were last year? Plus, I mean, you know, we have made a mark in some of these MENA markets as well, where our packages are doing well. And some of the new products which we have launched in end compressor are now very well established. So in that sense, I mean, can we hold you to that 2 year 2000 crore number rather than 3 year 2000 crore target number, given all these tailwinds that are there in our business?
You can hold me to it, and I'm going to be around to see that it happens.
Thanks a lot, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will request all the participants to limit their questions to one per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Mihir from Carnelian Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So first of all, congratulations on the extension. I mean, for the
thank you.
So that's really good to know. And just wanted to understand the other expenses. I mean, Suhas sir explained that there is an increase in subcontracting cost because of the projects business which was there. So just wanted to understand the quantification of the same because when we see on a YY basis, it's like a 6 percentage point increase, which looks to be a substantial increase. So is there any other element which has led to this increase in other expenses? Because, you know, what happens is that it becomes really difficult to understand as to, you know, how are we going to have a 17-18% kind of EBIT margins at the company level, given the increase in other expenses which has been there. And plus the 63-65 crores kind of, I mean, total expenses that are sitting. You mentioned that you are taking steps on the reduction side. But if you can throw some light, you know, what kind of reduction can one expect over maybe the next 1 year or next 2 years, that will be really helpful. So that was there. And the second question was just on the export side of the business. I mean, you mentioned that there are good inquiries specifically which are coming on Europe side because demand for natural gas is something which is coming back. So just wanted to get an understanding as to what is the on-ground inquiries, what are the kind of inquiries that you are seeing, what is the quantum and value of inquiries that you are seeing specifically from Europe natural gas.
Let me answer the business part of it first before Suhas comes to the margins. The inquiries are not so much from Europe. Actually, these are projects designated to serve European requirements. So most of it is actually LNGs and others that are being done in the Middle East to serve the newer requirement in Europe, because Europe is going more and more towards natural gas through LNG route imported out of the Middle East. So that's a little clarification. We have significant inquiries that we are on the verge of, let's say all technical discussions are complete, commercial negotiations going on. Most of them would be in, I don't know how to give the exact country, but all of them are in the MENA region. All of them are in Middle East, and we should have some of them at least finalized in the next month or so. So that would actually give us the advantage. all of them are into gas collection stations, gas cooling stations, gas separation units, etc. So they are all by and large into gas cooling would go into the LNG terminals, etc. So by and large around natural gas process, all in the Middle East. So that's as far as the business is concerned. So on the margin side,
if you look at other business, the variable cost, it's the other cost, which is, as I said, is a mix of fixed and variable cost. So the subcon charges, which is nothing but the, you know, the packaging charges, you know, we have got almost 60% of our business which came from
the projects.
The packages, rather I would say, I will use the word packages, including exports. And all that packages costs, apart from the material, basic material, the package building costs, which we call it as a subcon charges. Similarly, we also execute the O&M contracts along with the supply of compressors. So that also involves sort of subcon charges, because there is some force that we use instead of our deploying directly from our roles, certain subcontract certain activities. So overall, on 750 plus crores, which is about 60% of our total business, we have spent something like, I think, 109 odd crores maybe. So which is you know, about 14-15%. And if you look at previous year, we had a similar percentage. It's surely the volume growth that has actually resulted into increase in the subcon charges. But it doesn't go into the material costs as per the formats. It goes into other expenses, and that is where this variation is seen. So far as fixed costs are concerned, there is hardly any major variation. The normal activities, pre-COVID level activities are back, so our travel cost has gone up to some extent to our pre-COVID levels. And there was some plant upgradation cost that we have incurred during the year. So otherwise, other than that, we don't have incurred any unusual cost which sits in other expenses.
Just to add a little bit on the flavor of what we're trying to do, see, there are a significant amount of work that we try and get outside, and this was meaningful when we were doing these packages in few numbers. As we do more and more of these packages and we're getting most, and we're also looking at time scale of wanting to do this quickly, we are, like we mentioned in the opening comment, trying to establish our own in-house capability, an enhanced capability for both fabrication as well as forging at NASIC. Part of the CapEx last year that was committed is for this. This is being done and this is being scaled up. So this is how we keep saying that over a period of time, this will allow us gradually to see that this as a percentage will start falling, because it will allow us to do things in-house. One is it improves margin. More importantly, it also ensures that we execute our projects much faster, much quicker. So that's the way it's working. It's sort of enhancing our value chain advantage.
Sure. Yeah. And just on these 63 to 65 crores of expenses which are there, so what would be the corporate overheads out of this transmission business expenses, and what kind of reduction can we expect over next year and next 2 years?
I think you can say roughly about one-third of that could be would be corporate expenses. Our intentions are to get rid of the two-third of the cost.
Okay, and this would we are targeting to improve by?
Sorry?
I mean, what is the timeline for improvement in this, the two-thirds of the so we are targeting this?
2 years' time, because this year we'll work on it. You will see the full year's effect maybe next year.
Sure. Yeah, that is
for
my
second.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this would be the last question for today, which is from the line of Sanjaya Satpathy from Ampersand. Please go ahead. As the current participant has left the queue, we move on to the next participant. And the question is from the line of Dhavan Shah. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So I have a question on that air compressor math, which you highlighted that the last year, we supplied somewhat around 3,000 compressors. Sorry, 2,900 compressors versus the FY22 dispatches was roughly 3,000. And the revenue from air compressor was roughly 300 odd crore based on the 25% metric. So I cannot understand the math. So in one package, is that like four compressors was there, or how is the calculation? Because the per compressor, per package cost, you mentioned the 50 lakh, and the 25 compressor you have supplied, so
Devan, I think I have confused you with my data. I was telling you the total number of compressors produced across the company in all the three verticals and the total sales. So the package cost is, air compressors hardly have much of packaging. Most of the big packages would have been from the gas and the refrigeration. So to give you a flavor of how compressors overall goes along with engineering was why I gave that number. Air compressor packages per se would not be at that kind of an average value. It will be significantly lower.
Okay. And in terms of the numbers, can you share what would be the overall plant-wise capacity for the compressor across all three verticals? And at what utilization are we operating right now?
See, the compressor building capacity of KPCL, we can do maybe 5,000 plus compressors. That's not an issue at all. If you're just building compressors, we can build much more than 5,000 compressors.
Okay, got it. And in terms of the order book breakup, can you share the breakup between product and project business out of this 1,450 odd crore right now?
Same, Devan, about 60% from the projects and about 40% from the products.
Okay. And right.
Also is more or less same between air, refrigeration, and gas.
Okay. And given that we are targeting roughly 20% YoY growth in terms of the overall revenue, which means that we may end up roughly 1,500 crore top line. And the export business order book is roughly 25 or 50 or 30 odd crore. So is it fair to assume that the domestic revenue would be roughly 1,300-1,400 odd crore, or maybe you are expecting that the export pie would catch up maybe in the second half of the year? The 170 odd crore top line, which we have recognized last year. So do you foresee the same number which we can do this fiscal, or there can be some degrowth because of the order book sluggishness?
I believe it is going to be a mix of both. There will be some export orders which will come in the next 11 months and will also get executed. But as we said in the call and explained, the growth will come from the CNG compressors as well in the current year, which actually the drop was compensated by the exports in the current year. So if you look at overall, despite the drop in CNG compressors, we had a 20-21% growth. Despite the drop in oxygen compressors, which is a substantial growth, which is a substantial drop in the current year, we still grew our air compression business by about 20% plus actually. So this product line will continue to contribute. All three product lines will continue to contribute to the growth, and exports will be perhaps added, I will say, icing on the cake.
Okay. Got it. And the CNG packages, you mentioned roughly 250 packages we can do this fiscal, and the similar number will be 14 distillers. So that means the CNG package cost is roughly 1 crore.
No, about 1.2 to 1.3 crores.
Okay.
And one third of that would be about 40% of that would be the booster compressor. And as MD explained in the opening remarks, we already have got 80 numbers orders for booster compressors in hand, booked in the month of April.
Okay. So we can do roughly 400-500 crore revenues from the CNG.
I think you can calculate that. I don't want to. I'll just check my calculator
draw. We will let's go quarter by quarter. I think we have today booster orders, we have CNG orders, and I think hopefully we should get them all done, and we'll take it by quarter.
Sure, sir. And the last one is on the KEONIQ compressor. So any update on that? What could
We have had a rather slow start to this. The compressors are performing brilliantly. Here it is the establishment and acceptance of customers and then conversion. I think we are going through that phase. Hopefully, we should see scale-up in the second and third quarter.
Sure. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you all very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, so let me say thank you all very much for your patience and confidence in the company and understanding a rather difficult business, because quarters don't sort of easily come through in this case. You are not able to predict on a quarter, but we are able to predict more from the year, full year point of view. We expect over a period of time the business will become far more smoother, and that's our target really, to get the business to become more smoother so that we can predict quarter on quarter. We'll get there. But the overall competitiveness of the business and the opportunity to grow remains very strong. So thanks for supporting us and having patience in, with this company, and we hope that we will not disappoint you going forward. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.